From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern city of Kirkuk Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Iraq, and amidst a starving people, abundant food was found in tunnels created by ISIS, food that could not be eaten.
There's tunnels everywhere in these villages, and they're packed with food and supplies. One guy was saying that he went into the tunnels, and there was enough food to feed the IS for a week if they had to be held down there. I asked them if what they did with the food. People are hungry around here, but they're afraid there's bombs and everything, so they couldn't touch anything.
That's Heather Murdoch. A cyber attack has spread across the United States into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites Friday. Sites affected included the social network Twitter, money transfer services PayPal, music streamer Spotify, and the discussion site Reddit. A company that manages crucial parts of the internet's infrastructure said it was under attack on Friday morning. Dyn, whose servers reroute internet traffic by hosting the domain name, or DNS, said they have resolved the first attack. This is VOA News. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raed al-Hussein says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitute crimes of historic proportions. He's calling on the 47-member UN Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
High Commissioner Zayed says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Africa says it's withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Justice Minister Michael Masuta said Friday a bill will be submitted to Parliament recommending that South Africa repeal implementation of the Rome Statute that created the court.
In order to ensure South Africa's continued ability to conduct active diplomatic relations, a bill proposing the repeal of the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court Act 2002 will soon be tabled in Parliament.
The statute legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC, which was established to bring to justice the perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Faced with disappointing polling numbers and less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Donald Trump on Friday nonetheless stayed upbeat as he campaigned in two key battleground states. Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio.
More than 4 million people have already voted. Including many people right here in Ohio.
U.S. officials said Friday that the Russian national was accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested earlier this month in Prague was indicted by a federal grand jury in California. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.